Beacon of guidance.
When hearts were lost in darkest skies.
When hearts were lost in darkest skies.
The beacon of guidance did rise.
Beacon of guidance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa a'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habibullah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyullah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurullah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, all praise is due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of all the worlds. Infinite peace and blessings be upon Nabi Akram, Nuri Mujassam, the crown of creation, our master, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, his family as well as his noble companions, alayhim ridwan. Alhamdulillah, you are watching the program called The Beacon of Guidance. Once again, we come to you, dear viewers, on the airwaves of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah, today we are going to be reflecting on the piety of the greatest awliya of Islam, the Sultan of Awliya, the pole of his time, Ghawthul A'zam, Sultanul Awliya, Mahbub Subhani, Qutbul Aqtab, Al Hasani wal Husaini, Allahu Akbar, Bazul Ashhab, Muhyuddin, Sheikhul Mashaykh, Tajul Awliya, Sayyidina Sheikh Abdul Qadir Al Jilani, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh. Ji haan, dear viewers, his life is a shining example of purity, sincerity and taqwa, fear and mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Inshallah, azza wa jalla, stay locked in tune with Madani channel until the end as we are going to explore what is taqwa, what is piety and how can this piety be adopted, inshallah, azza wa jalla. Of course, if you speak about the early stages in the life of Ghawth-e Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala with regards to his piety, from a very young age, signs of extraordinary piety were manifest in him, dear viewers. It is actually narrated as a child during the month of Ramadan al-Kareem, our Ghawth-ul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi would not drink his mother's milk during the day. His mother Ummul Khair Fatima rahmatullahi ta'ala alayha noticed that he would only feed after sunset, subhanallah. So this was taken as a clear indication or sign that he was distant for sainthood, for vilayat, subhanallah. For fasting was embedded in his soul before he even reached maturity, dear viewers. Abhi baligh bhi nahi huye aur aap roza rakhna shuru kar diye. Imagine if this was the andaz and this was his taqwa and piety when he was born, then what maqam and to what heights and levels Allah Kareem has made him reach, dear viewers. Once he reached his youthfulness and his old age, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. With regards to the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with regards to being mindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, God-fearing, God-conscious, Allahu Akbar, can be found again in his young days, as a youth, as a child, dear viewers. There are lessons of his piety and truthfulness, subhanallah. It is stated that when he was a young child, his mother sent him from Jilan to Baghdad to seek the sacred knowledge. And before leaving, subhanallah, she stitched 40 dinars inside his sleeve and advised him, "O my beta, my son, always speak the truth, no matter what the situation may be." This is a beautiful advice a mother gives to her son before she sees him off as he's about to depart to Baghdad-e-Mu'alla. Subhanallah. On the way, dear viewers, the famous waqia states that a group of thieves attacked the caravan and one of them asked if he had anything. Ghawth-ul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, being in his youth days, he mentioned to that robber, "Yes, I have 40 dinars." Surprised at his honesty, they took him to the leader. And the chief asked, "Why would you speak the truth when it would cost you everything?" Allahu Akbar. What a simple and beautiful answer our Ghawth had given. "Yes, speaking the truth will cost me everything, but my mother instructed me never to lie. I cannot betray her trust nor disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala." A young boy gives what an extraordinary answer, dear viewers. This deeply moved the leader of the thieves. With tears in his eyes, he repented on the spot and many of his companions followed him in tawbah, subhanallah. This tawbah was done on the affectionate hands of Ghawth-ul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. This is his miraculous hands. Allahu Akbar. It is stated so beautifully. Huzur Mufti Azam Hind Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali, he says, तेरे हाथ में, हाथ मैंने दिया है, तेरे हाथ में, हाथ मैंने दिया है, तेरे हाथ है ला जिया गौसे आजम, इमदाद कुन, इमदाद कुन, अज बंदे गम आजाद कुन, दर दीनो दुनिया शाद कुन, या गौसे आजम दस्तगीर, इमदाद कुन, इमदाद कुन। Allahu Akbar. This beautiful waqiyah that we have just heard now, what this demonstrates, dear viewers, the story demonstrates the root of piety is sidq, truthfulness, steadfastness upon the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He would never speak a lie even in his youthful days, dear viewers. And this was the reason of his success. When somebody had asked him, how have you attained this maqam? He, rahmatullahi ta'ala, mentioned on the basis of truthfulness. Aaj agar hum sach bolna shuru kar de, dear viewers, if we stop covering up, if we stop speaking lies, because Allah Azza wa Jalla loves those who are honest, He loves those who are truthful, and Allah Kareem dislikes those who speak lies. It darkens the face, the heart, it makes you a liar. You are written as a liar in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do you remember the waqi of the person coming to the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stating, I have four bad traits, I consume alcohol, I gamble, I womanize, and I speak lies. I would only accept Islam if you grant me permission to stop either one of these four. And the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam advised him not to lie. Always be truthful. Always be honest. No matter what the state may be. And this person left thinking and assuming this to be one of the easiest ones to follow. But when he was introduced to gambling, to drinking alcohol, to womanizing, all three times this thought came to his mind. If I would perform any of these actions, then I'm going to betray my trust. I would lie and break this promise which I have made in the prophetic court of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers, Allahu Akbar. Just stopping lying had saved this person from so many grave sins. He stopped drinking alcohol, he stopped gambling, and he stopped womanizing. He stopped fornicating simply because of not lying. He thought to himself, if I perform these actions, what answer would I give to the Prophet? Because I said to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would never lie again. Today we can change our lives as well, dear viewers. Be honest. Be honest to yourself. Subhanallah. Look at the zuhud, the detachment from the world of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. In Baghdad, he immersed himself in worship and knowledge to such an extent, it is narrated that for 40 years, Abu Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi prayed the Fajr Salah with the wudu of Isha Salah. Subhanallah. Meaning he spent the entire night in worship, dhikr, Quran, and reflecting upon the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Meditation, Allahu Akbar, in dhikr askar. For 15 years, our Ghawsul Azam stood on one leg in worship. As per the ulama ikram, they have mentioned that for 15 years, he rahmatullahi ta'ala ali worshipped Allah Azza wa Jalla, dedicating himself completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Even in the harsh cold, he consumed little food with simple clothing and abandoned comfort. Allahu Akbar. He moved the comfort away from himself and he dedicated himself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. He spent many years in the wastelands and isolated places of Iraq, in deep spiritual struggle, yani mujahada, seeking nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. His hunger was so intense that he would survive on wild plants, leaves and trees and whatever he found on his way, dear viewers. And at times he would even leave that when he would see others coming to take vegetables or fruits from the ground, from the trees, and he would see their hunger. He would not stand to see their starvation. And feeling pity and sorry for them, he would leave that for others to eat. And he will coil himself on the ground with his stomach paining due to the intense thirst or hunger. And he would say, the only ayah of the Holy Quran Pak at that time that will grant me comfort in my difficult days was, فَإِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا إِنَّمَا الْعُسْرِ يُسْرًا. Allahu Akbar. So, for every person, dear viewers of the Channel, Allah Kareem will send ease for us after the difficulties of this world. just as comfort, peace, and sukoon was sought from this verse for Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, whenever you face challenges in your life, this is the divine promise of Allah Azza wa Jalla that after difficulties, Allah will grant ease and sukoon in your life. Subhanallah, so many lessons from the blessed life of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. His fear for Allah Azza wa Jalla and piety, despite his lofty status, his maqam, his fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla was actually unmatched. Once a student asked him, "Oh master, Ya Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, do you not feel secure?" He cried and said, "By Allah, I feel that Allah Azza wa Jalla may reject me at the last breath. How can I be safe until I cross the bridge of Sirat?" Can you imagine, dear viewers, this humility in spite of greatness shows true piety. Though there are so many karamat and miracles that are exhibited from the hands and from the life of Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, but this is his humbleness, khushu and khuzu. This is his humility. This is his humbleness in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla that shows us true piety, true mindfulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that yes, others may kiss my hands and respect me, but Allah knows the end result. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem grant us true piety like Sayyidina Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, and to never feel secure from Allah Azza wa Jalla's judgment, dear viewers of Madani Channel. How honest, how truthful, and how loving and God-fearing is our Ghawse Pak. His compassion and his forgiveness is on another level altogether. His piety and taqwa was not only in worship, but in his dealings with people. Allahu Akbar. It is stated that once a man insulted him harshly in public. Insulted Ghawse Pak harshly in public. His students were enraged. Ya Sayyidi, how can someone ever say things like this to you? But Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, he stopped his students. And he said to them, he only has cursed the outer Abdul Qadir, not the inner servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Forgive him, forgive him. Allahu Akbar. Such a qalb and heart that is purified through piety and taqwa. Allahu Akbar. And thus when you reach a certain maqam, you reach a certain stage in life, on such a height that Allah Kareem grants a person, that then the fruits of this piety is miracles and karamat. His closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted him countless karamat and miracles, which were witnessed by thousands of people, dear viewers. Subhanallah. Once during the drought of Baghdad, he just had to raise his hands and supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Immediately, rain poured, ending the famine, dear viewers. Ending the drought. People narrated that wild animals would come to Ghawse Pak out of respect, showing that his piety made him beloved, not only to humans, but to all the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Despite all of that, Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala would always say, do not be deceived by miracles. Do not be deceived by karamat. The greatest miracle, the greatest karamat is steadfastness upon the sharia. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Having istiqama and steadfastness upon the sharia. What are some of his teachings on taqwa itself? In his famous discourses and sermons compiled in Futuhul Ghaib and Fathur Rabbani, he consistently emphasized on piety. And now, subhanallah, he said, be with Allah Azza wa Jalla like a dead body in the hands of the washer, the ghassal, the one who gives ghusl to a dead man. A person should be like a dead body in the hands of a washer. Submit completely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So be with Allah Azza wa Jalla in which way? Like a dead body is in the hands of a washer. Only then will your heart be illuminated. Yani, hand over all your affairs and your trust, your reliance. Put all of your hopes upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just as a mayyit, a deceased person, is in the hands of the ghassal, the one who gives ghusl. Hand over your affairs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأُفَوِّضُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ بَصِيرٌ بِالْعِبَادِ So we should defer our matters to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For He sees all people, dear viewers. Allah azza wa jalla knows everything. Subhanallah, Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi reminded his disciples that true sainthood is not in the fame, miracles or titles, but in consistent obedience to Allah Azza wa Jalla and strict adherence to the sunnah of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He became fanafillah, fanafir Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah, subhanallah. Piety and taqwa, and fearing Allah Azza wa Jalla. fearing Him consistently and all the time, know that you are never alone. Allah is watching you. To have your iman on that level is very much commendable to your viewers of Madani channel. Subhanallah, due to his sincerity, Allah Azza wa Jalla made him the spiritual pole of his time. Ghawsul Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Allahu Akbar, hundreds of thousands benefited from his light, from his nur. His gatherings in Baghdad would attract over 70,000 people, including scholars, rulers, and common flock, all humbled by his presence and words, dear viewers. There would be mayyits and janazas leaving his gatherings, for people would lose their lives when they would go into the state of hal after listening to the discourses of Ghawsul Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. Even centuries later, his name inspires awe and reverence. This is the fruit of a life lived in pure taqwa and piety. Ye aaj tak unka naam aasmanon mein chamak raha hai. Allahu Akbar.
Sarkare Ghaus-e-Azam nazre karam khuda da. Sarkare Ghaus-e-Azam nazre karam khuda da. Mera khalika sa bhar do, main faqir ho tumhara.
Dear viewers of Madani channel, the life of Ghawsul Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali teaches us that piety is not a claim but a consistent striving. Don't claim to be pious, dear viewers, but strive on a daily basis to become pious. It is something that never stops in your life. To speak the truth no matter what happens. What did we learn from Ghawsul Pak's life? Speak the truth all the time. Guard yourself from haram. To worship Allah Azza wa Jalla with khushu and khuzu, with fear and humility. No matter what maqam and lofty station Allah has given you, humble yourself for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because the hadith is, Man tawadha'a lillah, rafa'ahu Allah. The one who humbled himself for the sake of Allah, Allah will grant him a loftier maqam and station. Forgive others and embody mercy, dear viewers. This is the zaat of Ghawsul Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala ali. As he himself said, be for Allah Azza wa Jalla, and Allah will be for you. Subhanallah, subhanallah.
Mala Ali ka sadqa, ganje shakir ka sadqa. Mala Ali ka sadqa, khaja piya ka sadqa, meri laaj rakh lo ya Ghaus, main faqeer ho tumhara. Mera khalika sabhar do, main faqeer ho tumhara. Sarkare Ghaus-e-Azam nazre karam khuda ra.
Allah, Allah, Allah. What is taqwa, dear viewers? What is piety? It means to protect oneself from any action that a person deserves to be punished for doing or not doing. Any action it can be. For example, avoiding disbelief, polytheism, major sins, protecting yourself from immoralities or immoral acts, leaving that which is forbidden and haram, and fulfilling the obligations of the religion. So all these are called piety and taqwa. Abstinence. It is also said that taqwa is that your Lord does not find you where He has prohibited you from. That's the meaning of taqwa. That you should not be at that place, at that spot, at that maqam where Allah has prohibited you from going to. Clubs, casinos, hubs and pubs, the places of fitna and fasad, the places of guna and sins. Do not enter places like that, because you and I have been forbidden from entering places of that nature. Sayyidina Sufyan Thawri rahmatullahi ta'ala ali states, the righteous are called pious, muttaqi, because they avoid those things that are usually difficult to avoid. A poet had said, It is not only the one who fears Allah Azza wa Jalla that attains that which is beneficial. Only taqwa and good deeds accompany a person into the grave. Hi, hi, hi. So it is not only the one who fears Allah Azza wa Jalla that attains that which is beneficial. Only taqwa and good deeds accompany a person in the qabr, dear viewers of Madinah channel. So subhanallah, once again, to understand taqwa, Ala Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had explained 7 types of piety and taqwa. Number 1, avoiding disbelief. Number 2, protecting yourself from deviant beliefs. Number 3, refraining from major sins. Number 4, refraining from minor sins. Number 5, leaving that which is doubtful. Number 6, abstaining from the desires of the nafs, of the carnal desires. Number 7, staying away from every action that takes you away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Quran is a guide towards these 7 stations. Allah Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Ali had mentioned, dear viewers. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So we should actually adopt taqwa and piety. You know, Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu anha had said, nothing has ever mesmerized and caught the attention of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam except for the taqwa and piety he would find in people. Yes, today we become fascinated, we become very happy. We lose our minds when we see extraordinary things. But for the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, nothing ever astounded him except for the taqwa and piety he found in people. Today this has not become the central point of attraction, dear viewers. The standards of taqwa and piety is not in the clothing, in the dressing, in the fancy cars we may drive, in the lavish homes we may live, in our lifestyle. Nah, taqwa is about how much do you fear Allah Azza wa Jalla. Because he states in the Holy Quran, وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُم مُؤْمِنِينَ. Fear me if you are believers. How much do we fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? On what level is our taqwa and piety, dear viewers? How and when are we going to build taqwa so that we may attain nearness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Listen to the famous teachings of Sayyidina Ghawsiyya Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. He states, O foolish person, you were instructed to walk the path of sincerity, which is the path of the hereafter and worshipping Allah Azza wa Jalla. Instead, you acted upon the whims of your lower self and satanically induced desires. You acted upon your nafs. You have lost the goodness of both worlds. You will be the poorest on the day of judgment in terms of good deeds. Consider the hereafter your real treasure and you will be prosperous there as well as here in this dunya. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, Allah bestows the world when intention is made for the hereafter. Subhanallah. Whilst he refuses to grant the hereafter for worldly intention. So you prefer the hereafter, Allah will grant you the dunya. If you are chasing the dunya, then you would lose the dunya and the hereafter. May Allah Kareem protect us, dear viewers of Madani channel. Ghawsiyya Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala had stated, Allah Azza wa Jalla announced in the book he revealed, O children of Adam, I am Allah Azza wa Jalla. None is worthy of worship except me, myself. Things come into existence by my command. When I say kun, be, it becomes. So Allah Kareem says, obey me and I shall make it so that whatever you want shall come to pass. Allah Akbar. So choose Allah Azza wa Jalla. Desire Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah Azza wa Jalla is he who says be and it becomes. And if you will desire Allah Azza wa Jalla, if his proximity and his closeness is your only vision and maqsad, then everything else of this planet and world will come to your feet. Ghawsiyya Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala Ali also said that Allah Azza wa Jalla said, O world, listen to that person who obeys me, and you are to plunge those who chase into you sadness and calamity. Allahu Akbar. So, those who are going to be struck with the grief and takalif of this world and always chasing the dunya will throw them away. But for those who are chasing and wanting the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the dunya will come to their feet, dear viewers. But that's also a test from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that when the world comes to you, you still remain as obedient, pious, God-fearing, with good morals, good etiquette, good akhlaq. May Allah Azza wa Jalla grant us nearness to Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Sultan al-Awliya, Allahu Akbar, the Ghawth of all Ghawth, the saints of all saints, the leader of all leaders, the mentor of all mentors, is our Ghawsiyya Pak, Shaykh Abdul Qadir al-Jilani, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Subhanallah, subhanallah. The poet says so beautifully.
Sabka koi na koi duniya mein aasra hai. Sabka koi na koi duniya mein aasra hai. Mera bajuz tumhare koi nahi sahara. Sarkar waqt-e azam nazare karam khuda da. Mera khali ka sa bhar do, main faqeer hoon tumhara.
We hope that you have enjoyed today's program, dear viewers. You were watching Beacon of Guidance, and subhanallah, Allah Kareem has made Ghawse Pak our guide. Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem, for his sake, grant us taqwa and piety. May we become fearful and God conscious, dear viewers of Madani Channel. It's a thing that you and I will have to build on a daily basis. Never stop building your taqwa. Never stop fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Until next time, keep smiling and keep reciting durood and salawat upon the most exalted creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Beacon of guidance. When hearts were lost in darkest skies. When hearts were lost in darkest skies. The beacon of guidance did rise. Beacon of guidance.